Hello and welcome to the February Patron's Choice podcast with your hosts of Team Jay and Jack. In honor of International Women's Month, I am hosting this month. I am taking over from Jay. My name is Kelly.
And over here, helping us to achieve parity is Shandy.
Hopefully.
I'm just here to support Matt's list.
I feel like I'm facing a panel of judges, actually. You know, it's like, bring us your lists.
This is the first time I've podcasted in a very long time where I did not have any kind of note in front of me. Because I have my broadcast notebook and I have my notes for Survivor, and I got nothing.
Well, if I sent you my page, you would just even be more confused as to which is number one and number
two. It's a very pretty looking page, to be fair.
I'm here as well. Matt, I was voted on to this to bring a list of Valentine's Day ideas.
Yes, yeah, so start taking notes for next year's Valentine's Day.
Well, because we didn't have really many disasters.
No, so we have a production Facebook group, and I asked, you know, does anybody have disasters that they want to share, and everybody was like, no, not really.
My only one was because we started with this before we started recording. There was a screaming baby.
Yes,
and my only one is when Jay was very, very young, but my oldest daughter was maybe, I don't know, 8-9 months, usually pretty calm, but we went out to eat on Valentine's Day and with a long wait, and she just screamed. So we had to take turns going outside, my wife and I.
Oh my God. That's right. She would have been about 6 months old for Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Yeah, that's much more what it was, but it was just like, for the, I think we had to wait like an hour just to sit down, and then just at some point someone said, let's just go home, but nobody listened to that person.
Oh, would that be you?
That would have been me.
Okay, I was going to say, because there's only two of you that could verbalize in non-screaming.
Jay could have done it.
Oh, Jay was there too. Okay.
Jay was there too. It was our favorite restaurant in Santee, California, Mulvaney's, but I don't think it's there anymore.
Very
Shandy, good. Do you have any disaster stories that you'd like to?
Not a one.
Not one. Okay. Well, I will at least share my... it's not a disaster.
I never had a Valentine, because... so I never had a disaster.
Yeah, I really don't do Valentine's either, so.
Well, right around Valentine's Day, I proposed to my wife. So we were kind of out on our Friday Valentine's Day dinner. So, and I had this sinking feeling in my stomach. I don't know why. And I just felt like I could not live without this person to keep me alive. Like without her, I would just, you know, waste away. So,
that's so sweet.
So
did she say yes or no?
On a lark, I said, I said something along the lines of not so romantically. I think we should get married. And she said, oh my God, I think I want to throw up. So we basically just did not discuss it anymore. And I just kind of wrote it off as a bit of a lark or what have you, you know, like, okay, that was said. But a couple days later, I will say something had happened between us that made us feel very intimate with one another. I won't say what. And we were sitting there just kind
That's
of saying...
That's probably the best part of the story.
Yeah.
You skipped over the part that the women want to hear, Matt.
I know, I did, didn't I?
Now my brain's just like going mile a minute here.
So we're just sitting there kind of...
I'm thinking dirty things.
Quietly thinking to ourselves. And
thinking super dirty things.
Matt's trying to be all sweet, and we've just ruined it.
There was just this moment where it felt like we were both thinking the same thing, and it was about getting married. And it was kind of brought up right at that moment. Like, I think we should. and it was kind of agreed. And so that was kind of our official kind of like confirmation of like, yeah, that's what we want to do. And it kind of grew from there.
That's so sweet.
I think, so not all proposals are necessarily like this sweeping romantic gesture, but they can kind of grow as a kernel of a seed that kind of just goes from there. And so it's not a disaster story for me.
Oh, that's sweet. So, it was almost a disaster.
The disaster will be in this list. So I tried to bring my worst ideas as well as my, I basically ranked this worst to first ideas.
Is Patrick Swayze on the list?
I'm sorry. No.
Not even for Women's Month of March?
I can see if I can fit him in here. Let's see. You know, I always try to kind of adjust as I go, but I tried to break these things down into certain categories this time. So think of this as a scale. Shandy, I was trying to... Well, I wasn't thinking of you when I made this list because that would ruin my story that I gave earlier about my wife. But I was thinking about that idea that, like, you don't like lists, you know, it's not ranked necessarily. So I was breaking it down more as a scale, we'll say.
Nice.
Okay. So, like, kind of like more of a, think of it as like, if you start at this point, you've really gone wrong. And so, and maybe some of all of us have been guilty of some of these along the way. So, there we go. That's my pitch.
All right. I guess we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this. And that is what you all voted for in the Facebook group, Matt's list.
All right.
So it's not our fault.
So it's not your fault. Hopefully my story earlier makes up for any wrongdoings I might cause here. So again, I'm sure most of us have maybe used number 10. I have never done this, but if you gave this as a Valentine's gift, come on. It's coupons for sex. I mean, it's kind of an easy one, right?
It's the number one thing that comes up on Pinterest.
Is it coupons for sex?
It is, because I have Pinterested over the years Valentine's Day gift ideas, and is 100% one of the most popular ones.
Okay, it made my list.
Oops.
But are they for there someone else?
That's for somebody else. It would be like, you know, hey,
I owe you a BJ.
You could have sex with somebody else.
No.
Right. Yeah. But there's a freebie in there too. This is like a one get out of jail free all free card. That's a good idea. Jack. I like this.
It was like it's dealer's choice in that one.
Dealer's choice. Joker's wild. Well, maybe this coupons for sex isn't such a bad idea after all. But number 10, coupons for sex. I think my number 9 is definitely so much worse. I mean, I was really trying to think like, come on, you could do so much better. So it's a used copy of Porky's 2.
What?
With some wine coolers, because it's not good enough that it's a used copy of Porky's 2, but the wine coolers implies that there's a little something else happening.
Why Porky's 2 over Porky's 1?
I don't know. You guys were talking about it.
Is this a movie?
Porky's 2?
Yeah, from the 80s. Oh, yeah. It's a total like TNA.
It's a great movie comedy for Women's Month.
I recently watched Caddyshack.
Looking back.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah. I was going to say it's pretty, you know, at the time you thought it was pretty funny, but you're looking back now, it's pretty offensive.
Most things are.
I recently watched Caddyshack, and I was surprised at how much boobs are in Caddyshack. I was like, oh, wow. I didn't realize that this movie had so much nudity, you know? So it was one of those movies that I put on while I was you know, working, and thankfully it was at night.
I hated seeing Bill Murray naked. It was that was rough.
Is that why Jay likes the movie so much? Naked Bill Murray.
No, he's naked. Not Bill naked Murray. You do get to see his gopher, though. maybe I should have put Caddyshack on here. You know, I think the idea here is that Porky's 2 is it could be anything. It was the next day. Could be what's that?
Porky's 2 is the next day.
I'm sorry, you went.
That's the title of the.
From Porky's 2 to Casablanca.
Well, maybe a little different. I think they're
rank 1-2 in most lists.
Oh man, boy. Dan is. I'm gonna get some hate mail from Dan on that one. I'm a big Bogart fan too. But all right, number 8. I'm moving on before I say anything else worse. Edible underwear. It seems like a good idea, but or fancy underwear. Shandy, you're like pondering this stuff. You're like over
Shandy,
there pretty quiet.
Do you remember?
I thought she froze.
I do remember your story, Colleen. I remember your picture also. I think no, but that underwear is. I'm on board for that. I think
that was an accident.
This wasn't the underwear that we bought, was it?
Oh my God, no! Have I told that story, Jack? You can totally tell that story.
we got something. Was it on our PayPal
Groupon.
Account? Groupon account. Also, like my wife's looking at me like I go, I didn't buy any underwear. What are you talking about? Jay bought it using our account.
As a gift.
Nice. See, okay.
And he never paid us back, by the way.
I'm sorry. Wow. But you know something? I feel like 10 months later, Zach may have come along, so it's okay. No, I'm just kidding. No.
It was kind of a down payment, really.
Is that what it was?
I'm just kidding about that. But I do remember
Jay
that.
Jay was just like, oh, well.
I was mortified. I don't think I ever wore them out of principle. I don't even know where they are.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So that
was money well spent for us.
That was money well spent. But if I ever refound them, I would totally wear them now.
Oh, that's good.
I probably wouldn't fit into them, but.
I think if you find them, this should be like patron level support. Like,
yeah, I could do that. Why not? I got two kids to pay for now.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Edible underwear in general, I think, you know, like as a gift, like have you ever gifted or received underwear on Valentine's Day? Is it a good gift or is it a bad
gift? I like underwear in general, but I think like
it's the good idea unless of eating. Your in-laws accidentally pay for it.
Actually, all the patrons, if you want, I'll give you my what is that? The Groupon thing and you can all buy underwear on me. There you go. You have to promise not to wear them because I like wasting money.
I think that's just it for me is like the underwear, like how long are you actually wearing the underwear? Like, you know, usually it doesn't really stay on super long. So like, but you know, underwear is great. Edible underwear seems very messy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you make it really messy.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Oh, man. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I've just never enjoyed putting other things involving food in the way of sex. It's just not a thing for me.
Some people are super into food.
You're no George Costanza.
Hey, it's on my list as kind of, so that kind of rounds out the quad of the kind of more, I don't know. Well, I'm on to the next one. Number 7.
And if you want to hear my recent underwear buying accidental story, you can go back and listen to a broadcast from about a year ago in which it was another mistaken Zulu purchase. And I was like, this is not what I ordered. And then I went back and looked at the picture and it certainly was what I ordered unintentionally. And I still never wore that either.
I would argue that that's the best kind of underwear though, honestly.
I think there's a whole line of stuff we can put on eBay for you. That's
oh my God, yes. Oh, of
Colleen's like unused underwear. There you go, perverts of the internet. Have a way. No judgment. We're not looking, but Jack might actually read your name.
Yeah. No, anyway. Look, I got a sleeping one now. He was screaming. Now he's sleeping.
Oh,
well, that's good.
Yes.
That's way better.
Sleeps coupon all day, unlike his brother. I didn't shower today because of Zach. not because of the baby. I've showered every other day.
What's the power of podcasting?
Woo! And that's why the light's off for real. Anyway, sorry, number seven.
Okay. This, I definitely suggest, hands down, couples massage.
Oh, yeah.
Or?
On board.
Yeah. Is anybody else? Jack?
No.
No?
No.
I've gotten singles massages. Just normal massages.
Right.
Couples massage is pretty much the same thing. You're just in a room next to somebody else that's also getting massaged.
Right. So then you can go and...
And they give you like champagne or something together. Yeah.
And you're kind of euphoric together because there's that great feeling after you get done with a massage where, you know, all the toxins are like out of your body.
You smell really good. Yeah.
And you can follow it up with other.
Follow it up with like, you know.
Underwear.
Dinner or you know, something else. I mean,
you could put your underwear back on. Your sexy underwear.
Champagne and underwear.
It's always good to have a surprise, I think, on Valentine's Day. Like just one of those kind of like, it doesn't have to be a big surprise. So, you know, after the massage is done, like, you know, they're going back to their clothes, but you've secretly snuck in a Prince CD in their clothes. See? My list is all full of like surprises within surprises. Okay.
Now, have you ever done a couples massage?
I have. Yeah, I did. And
with Prince?
No, I didn't. I didn't do the Prince CD. So unfortunately, that would have been good. That would have been a good tie-in story. But
we did get a couples.
I think we did a wine thing, like where we'd gone to a place to. I think this was even a Groupon. That my found.
Groupon.
This episode is brought to you by Groupon.
And coupons for sex.
Groupons for sex, even.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing too. We did have a couple's massage, but it was nice. So I think, unfortunately, like after that, we had to go pick up the kids. So,
oh man, that's such a buzzkill.
Is it buzzkill?
Not what you're supposed to do after a couple's massage.
Yeah, but you only have such a limited window, kind of like baby quiet time, you know.
Sorry, we had a poopy.
No,
Jay pooped
a live one.
Okay.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled podcast for
a poop. Poop break.
Is that number six? Poop.
Number six, chocolate and poop.
And it makes up for all the fancy underwear that Jack's paying for. So, if you like being a patron member.
Aren't you glad you spent $5 this month to hear this?
Okay. Back to my list. I'm trying to figure out where I'm at because I'm kind of. Oh yeah, I had this really great idea. Now you might think it's dumb, but here you go. This gets into my kind of creative time here of my list. Of maybe it's a good idea, maybe it could be better. You go to a hardware store and you get. You go to the paint section, right? And maybe while they're not looking, so it's not so obvious, but you get 50 samples of gray colors, right? I'm talking
about gray. Oh, no.
Yeah, right?
Are there 50 shades of gray?
I'm sure you can find them.
Shandy just did another podcast about this trilogy.
True story.
I included that one for you, Shandy.
Thank you very much.
Now, what you do with those swatches is you go home and you make either a creepy mosaic of like "I love you" or "I'm coming for you," thinking of you, whatever. I don't know, something related.
You're
to
mine. No, you're really. Mine.
There you go. See, I don't know enough of 50 Shades to take this further, but there's an idea for you. Okay. Date. Okay. 2019. It's going to sneak up on you people. all right. So this brings me to number 5, I think. Okay. This might not ever happen, but just imagine. This is kind of in the middle of the scale, so maybe this is like my most ideal. It's a simple breakfast in bed, magically prepared for you after you've had sex, morning sex. That's it. And it's quiet, too. There's no kids, no interruptions, nothing, right? Just have to have morning sex.
What did you do with the kids?
Yeah.
I don't know where they are. We don't have to worry about them. This is like this. It's a
you're
simple
just
breakfast.
Locked no, I'm not in the basement for the night.
You had to worry about them after the massage, but not after morning sex.
You're just saying.
Just borrow my life for a couple minutes.
There you go. That maybe
that's kind of what it's like.
And you go for a nice jog on the beach afterwards.
Yes.
How many beaches you have in Indiana?
Just one. Okay. One way up north there. We have a little corner of it. It's the dunes.
Okay.
Get it, dune?
I got it.
Oh yeah, oh we get it.
But we got it, all right. That is not on this list. Okay, well, number 4.
That should have been the movie. Instead of Porky's.
I don't know if number 4 can live up to what I think it would be, but it would be really a great surprise if you were able to just give your significant other a new cell phone. Just a new cell phone. Like that. Just boom. Shandy, you're just like, I don't know about these Valentine's ideas.
Is it a heart-shaped phone or is it?
No, it's just a new phone.
Okay.
Okay. It was actually what I had scratched out there is a diamond heirloom that was never mined or killed for a blood diamond.
But I like the attention to like humanitarian
detail.
Yeah, but then I thought the cell phone is just as bad.
There ain't no Valentine's Day gift like a woke Valentine's Day gift.
Sorry to be so depressing about number 4 there.
Wait. About the cell phone thing, when Jay and Zach did my makeup.
Blood diamond day, or cell phone?
Oh, blood. No, totally blood diamond. They already died. Somebody may as well enjoy it or it was for nothing. I'm totally just kidding.
Is it better than the couple's massage and breakfast in bed? I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
That's why it's a spectrum, people.
Jay asked me when they did my makeup birthday last weekend if he's like, because he was like, what do you want? And every year I'm always like, my birthday is too soon after Christmas. I don't never know. And he was like, do you want a new cell phone? I was like, now I'm gonna tell you, hey, cell phone number 5 on the list of
four
on the list of perfect Valentine's Day gifts.
No,
I got a new phone. First of all, I do get a new phone every around February 8th because that is, and then I dropped it and broke it on Valentine's Day. I did break my phone on Valentine's Day 2 years ago in the movies.
See?
I have told this story. So I actually do have it kind of lined up with Valentine's Day, but
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm psychic. I'm pulling out things that happen in Shandy's life here, which I feel creepy about.
I don't think anybody's pulling out anything in Shandy's life.
All right.
I'm JK. Should I get back to blood diamonds?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I had to work it. Well, okay. It started with a thick chain with lure jumpsuit. Then it became a diamond heirloom that was never mined or killed for.
And then
I thought, really, cell phone is probably like the best. So this is how I make my list, people. It's a little sneak peek into what makes... All right. I hope this next one is...
The thing that's scary about your list, you put more time and effort than Jay does in any list.
Truth.
What did I have for number three? Number three is surprise decorate with Hirsch.
What?
Hirsch.
Is this another yeah. Groupon?
Surprise decorate with hearts.
Hearts.
Hearts. Okay. So.
Sounds like, are you sure I didn't write this list?
I thought it was Hershey.
Walt?
Or Hearst. But I don't know why you'd decorate a Hearst. No, decorate with hearts.
You know, like fabulous funeral.
You want Patty Hearst?
Oh, that Hearst.
It's kind of more of like a surprise thing. Like
isn't that a
you pick a room or a Hearst or your significant others. H-E-R?
Hearst.
S-T?
Like a hearse.
Hearst.
Like they carry dead people in.
Well, there is a T in that, no?
No.
I was thinking of the castle, but...
Oh, is it?
There's a castle might... hearse?
Yeah.
Hearst. Yeah.
Hearst castle.
Well, I apologize for my writing. Heart.
That's okay. This has been a very awkward tangent.
I'm saying what you do is you take these hearts that you cut out.
I thought they were hearsed.
Yeah, I thought they were
or
hearses.
You can put them. You can
thank
maybe
you.
Even put a Hershey's kiss in the middle of them or something.
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to be Pinteresty.
I think that's also a
will.
Thing, though.
What's that?
Cookies with Hershey kisses in the middle of them.
Oh, that's a delicious thing.
Yeah, that's totally
that's
yeah.
Christmas, isn't it?
Yes.
You're like. I almost put chocolate on this list but it seems so obvious and people, I mean, really, it's like, is chocolate and wine the perfect Valentine's Day gift?
You should be supplying yourself with just a constant like intake of chocolate and wine anyway. So, you know, getting it on Valentine's Day is just kind of like, well, got some 2 days ago also.
Right. Exactly. It's kind of more just like food, extra food. It's like it's like how some people are with turkey around Thanksgiving. It's like, I'm already eating turkey all the time. I don't see what the big deal is.
True.
Okay. What's your favorite type of chocolate? Like dark milk, like sea salt, caramel? Like when you
everything
go
that
to
you've
the
said.
Checkout line at Michael's and they have all the little Lindt chocolates. Which is the one that you go for?
Are you talking to me or Shandy?
All of you.
I love dark chocolate. Any dark chocolate.
So. Dark chocolate is super solid. I do like anything with sea salt and caramel or however you're supposed to pronounce it on the inside.
Caramel.
Mm.
I will say that my go-to is the Ghirardelli dark chocolate chips. I buy them by the bag, and then I just have them in my refrigerator.
Yo, you put them in your freezer.
Freezer.
I used to, but now we got the pull-out freezer drawer, and it's and it's so much work to just get my chocolate chips. So I've had to.
So much work to pull out.
Sorry, I know it's pretty much it's a lot for chocolate chips, but you're right. The freezer's the best.
If you're gonna go the chocolate chip route, then you don't really need to freeze them because what you should be doing with them is putting them in like a cup with peanut butter and then melting it in the microwave.
That is delicious too.
Yeah.
I've never done that, but it sounds good. Oh, marshmallow as well.
Do it. Yeah, do it tonight.
Pull
it out of the freezer and stick it in the microwave with that peanut butter.
Pull it out of the microwave before too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a little bit of flour and butter in there too and just see what happens.
You got yourself a steak.
Do that for me. Take Shandy's advice first. Try that. Then try mine where you just throw flour in it.
Butter makes everything better.
I was going to say the butter is probably pretty solid.
Butter is, but this flour, I don't think that would taste good.
Not after it's been in the microwave, Shandy. Ba-dum-cha.
Jack, what's your chocolate of choice?
I'm not a dark chocolate person. I like milk chocolate more like, you know, I'll go for a Reese's or Milky Way or
So, so you're like a chocolate.
Well, now we're talking about candy bars. I feel like that's a whole different category.
No, no, we can't get back into the candy bar discussion.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, this is a subsection, but my main idea was you surprise somebody with hearts, and you can anywhere.
Candy is the best
around, but chocolate candy kind of made its way into that, which maybe is number two.
Matt, you ever had See's candy?
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's See's candy's great. Yeah. It's kind of a little bit more out west, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more of a West Coast type thing.
Yeah. They have a little like bodega in the middle of our mall that sells it around this time of year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in Vancouver, I used to get it there.
I usually grab a box from it at the San Diego airport.
Yes, we've done that, too. No, Jack, you know where it is? In the middle section, you know where like it's like Conkey, Lego Store, H&M, like that,
yeah.
That section, it's there. It's near where the chestnuts are the rest of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've totally bought it from there before.
Why don't they do it year round?
I don't know. Because the chestnut people must have some sort of monopoly
on
it.
It's a southern thing. I don't know.
Anyway.
All right. I feel like my last two aren't going to bring in as much humor as my first because I am a little bit more sincere as I get to this other side of the spectrum.
Somebody
here
wants to get laid tonight.
That wasn't my thought. So, but yeah.
Aren't you a dude? Sure. Isn't that always your thought?
That I think that is most men's thought. It's like, am I going to have sex tonight? Is she going to say yes to sex tonight? Is she going to like give me the motion? Like, where's the signal coming from?
Where will my kids?
The older
be?
You get, the more you're like just like a dog. Like you wait for like a certain wiggle of the ear, and you're like, tonight's the night. It's happening. She gave me the signal. She touched my knee. Jack knows what I'm talking about. Anyway. Then it just gets to the point like, you want to have sex? Oh, yeah, sure. I guess so, because the kids have the flu right now. We might be sick next week. We better get it in. Like,
that's what he said.
All right. Truth comes out in this list.
What?
Number two. This I don't know. Maybe that's not a good one. I wish
you're
I
on your list now?
With it, yeah, I mean, I had number three is decorate with hearts. Number two is sign up.
But I'm sorry, can we go back to number three? What are you decorating with hearts?
Anything. You know, you just put the hearts. Like, okay, here's what you do. You know, the heart's a pretty easy shape to cut out, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you get a piece of string, and then you tape the string to your ceiling, and then they kind of dangle like snowflakes, you know?
Is it a third grade classroom or is it your house?
No, no.
Did you just totally do that last week, Matt?
I may have done this in the past, maybe not last week. Like some point
still
in my
married,
life, maybe.
So it must have worked.
Look. Maybe I got me laid once or twice, but I'm telling you, okay?
Before you
surprise,
had kids with the flu.
Before I, with the flu all the time.
Oh, but when they have the flu, that's when you got to get it in.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's exactly what she said. All right.
And the kids can't come and interrupt you.
They can't.
They're out with the flu.
Yeah.
I don't know how this can make the list. I guess that's
parenting
where
advice
number
of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, when the kid, I remember kids with the flu, they were in your bed. So
yeah, and then there was just no point. It was like you were at ground zero. You weren't getting out of this for a while.
Well, that would be a little left up.
Well, I mean, that actually reminds like that makes me think of
that reminds me of the time that my parents
Dances with Wolves. Yeah, you think of Dances with Wolves too.
I mean, I guess. Like esque, but like if you even like a couple hundred years ago, like the entire family slept in the same bed.
Right, I know. That's what I know. It makes me think of Dances
there,
with Wolves.
Slept in the same bed too. Like what the fuck? When?
Yeah.
What did people do and how and when?
There's a great scene trip. Where like
the kids
in
had
the
to work
teepee
the farms, right?
Oh, so you think they just did it during the day when the kids were out on the farm?
Yeah, kids are pulling weeds or, you know, planting crops, and then you just, okay, got a few minutes.
I don't know. True, but, like, back when they apparently didn't sleep completely laying down, they were, like, half sitting up in bed, and the whole damn family was in the same bed.
Little House on the Prairie, Ma and Pa had their own beds. Their own bed.
Well, that might not be, strictly speaking, accurate.
They sent the kids out to play baseball or something, stickball, and then they...
The
beds I've seen, like, in museums, more like a couple hundred years old. But still just fascinating.
Yeah, that is, actually. Now I'm going to be thinking about it. How did people in the olden days do it? They had 100
years. But, like, the super olden days.
The super olden
You could experiment yourself.
There's an outhouse.
You know, you have.
I got, Ma, I got to use the bathroom. So the bathroom at the same time, right?
Or they went to, like, the loft in the barn.
I feel like this is the bonus part of this list.
What, the, like, contemplation?
Yeah, totally. all right. Number two is sign up for a lesson or a class together. I know that's lame, but I don't know. I don't know why I think it's a really good idea for
what kind of class?
I don't know. It could just be like a one-time thing. Like, you know, maybe you take like one of those like paint class things together, or you go out and you go do a yoga class together. I know one year we did yoga, a couples yoga thing, and that was a lot of fun. I think anything, or even like when Jay and Colleen did that gardening thing together, I thought that was kind of a neat couples thing. Like anything that you can do together
fun.
Just for, yeah, like as a couple together that you, I don't know, it's just you and the other person too. I think it's also harder too when you do have kids is to find that time or to carve out that time where it's like,
gotta
oh, we're doing
flu. That's why people don't do the flu shot.
That's why people send kids to other parents to spend the night, you know. So,
Spoiler alert: Amanda did something like that—not the kids part, but the
she did. She did the
couples activity,
the cheese pairing thing,
the wine and cheese thing. Yeah,
so it's a class.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I don't feel so bad putting that as number two. My number one.
Wait, I was gonna say my wife and I did one class together with Lamaze and almost got kicked out.
See, that's kind of a badge of honor now, though, right?
Yeah, so what?
Kind of a badge of honor that you
it
got
is,
kicked
yeah.
out.
Well, no, we almost got kicked out.
Oh, you almost got kicked out.
I stopped. We were kind of making jokes. But...
Were you making fun of the process?
It's just the teacher and everything else involved.
But wait. Did you had to take the Lamaze even though she was going to have a C-section?
She wanted me to experience the whole thing of doing it, the whole.
That's why you guys were making fun of everything.
Yeah, I said this is it's useless information for me. So breathe. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like somebody giving you like the airplane, speech, right? Like you're about to ride an airplane and you have to go through all of that.
Oh, yeah. You never pay attention.
Right.
Like I can fasten my own seatbelt. Thank you very much. And if the plane goes down, I'm going to go down screaming and we're all going to die anyway. Yeah.
Hey, I paid super close attention the first time I ever flew on a plane. And then it was like, okay, well, now I kind of know this.
I pay attention.
There's also a thing in the seat pocket in
yes.
front of me that I can read at my leisure.
Yes, which I've always thought of, and I feel like I've seen enough movies where I know how to make the seat like a flotation device already.
Uh-huh.
But
you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen though? If your plane lands in water, you're like, I can't remember.
Probably.
And the flight attendant's going to go, "You should have paid attention." Because that's what I'd say. Should have paid attention. You're going to die.
Where's the inflatable slide?
I'm only rescuing the people that I was watching that were paying attention.
So I do pay attention.
Frank Crashland,
like right
I hope it's lost.
Me.
By the way, guys, I really do.
Would you
like,
say?
I
that?
Hope. I hope. I said, if a plane crashes, I hope it's lost. Okay. I hope I'm on lost. Like that, I end up on an island.
It didn't work out for a lot of those people, though.
Yeah. I know, but that would be so cool, though. Okay, go ahead, Colleen.
I pay attention when they're like right in front of me, and that's about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, if you fly United, they just do it. They just put it on the screen.
Oh yeah, and I never pay attention much on the screen.
And they kind of make it funny. They kind of do different things.
But when they stand like that close to you, they're like the people at the freeway entrance. It's like you're like, oh, I don't want to read your sign, but I don't want to make eye contact.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sorry, we're all guilty of it.
Yeah, I do that every morning and afternoon.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. But see, Jack, you have the screens because you fly east to west coast a lot. I go, you know, north south, and they don't always have the TV screens, which kind of sucks.
That's true.
But Southwest will try to make you laugh, and they'll also do it where they sing.
I appreciate that. It's something new and different. So then you do pay attention.
True.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm ready for my job as an airline attendant, giving a top 10 list about things to do.
Oh my god, top 10 reasons.
Top 10 things.
Why, yeah, you're going to survive this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, top 10 things to do during your flight.
Ooh.
Methinks that there's a new top 10 list that's going to be requested in the future.
You see the lady that was screaming at the cuz she had to a baby.
Oh.
She just went on and on and on and on and on. She was screaming at this lady because she had to sit next to a baby.
I didn't see that. Sucks. I would have been real mad though.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things. There's a guy that was beating, was doing strange things and got beat up by passengers. And then they show him, he's in some kind of jail cell type thing, and he's just like, he's throwing such a fit that they had to go and handcuff him because he was just crazy.
Damn. Wait. What kind of strange things?
Oh, he was. he said to a baby, "He's I like your babies, your slut baby, or something like that." Then he was touching this woman. Then he switched seats and sat behind her and was acting like he was strangling, you know, choking her. And then I'm trying to remember.
Clearly on meth, right?
He was clearly on something, but then they show passengers just wailing on him to get him to stop.
Wow. Huh.
Man, wow. So crazy. A real cheery mood to set the tone for number one.
Well, that's what you should fly on Valentine's Day with that guy.
Yeah.
That should be your number one.
Every other man looks like a prince in comparison.
Exactly. It's like, you say I'm not romantic. I could be that guy.
I could be that.
Right. Yeah, no, I'll get to my number one. I don't want to delay that any more.
Wait, you could do it with chocolate too.
Yeah, I think honestly, chocolate and wine, you know, they're way up there. But as Shandy said, you know, it's like that's just a staple of life.
Cut out hearts on the plane. You can have, you know,
that would be sweet. That would be really
good.
And like make little garland. Like
did you see the lady that was drying underwear on the plane?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
The air thing. She had underwear. It looked like kids' underwear, but she had underwear drying on the.
Did she buy them from
Groupon?
I don't know. I don't know if the price tag was still on it or not. They weren't used.
Everybody knows, based on 80s movies, you microwave it if you're like in that desperate situation.
What?
Okay.
Or just hold it out the window.
Or hold it out the window
if you're driving.
Microwave. It was in some 80s movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, on with the show. Number the one. This is
candles. Is that it?
Maybe that's what it is. Or a mannequin. Who knows? We'll never know.
Mannequin 2?
We will never know.
Caddyshack 2.
Porky's 1.
Porky's 3.
Porky's 2. Porky's 3. The perfect gift. Okay. I was really working hard as to what it might be on this scale here. This is the simplest expression of love that lets someone know that you care about them. This is it is a handmade, handwritten Valentine.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, that's it.
I did not see that coming.
I'd still take the blood diamond though.
what does the note say though?
Well, it's handwritten from you. Like you
what
have
is it, what
to.
Is it?
I can't write it for you. You have to write it. You know, it could be.
That's part.
Okay,
that's your,
I will
that's
give you.
Wait, hold on. That's your job as a list. You're supposed to give everyone. You said
Valentine's. Okay, here, I will give you an example. And from there, you take your own creative kind of cues. But my wife, this last Valentine's Day, I made, and it was really simple. I threw it together fairly quick because...
You forgot.
That's how Valentine's Day is.
Can I guess what it said? Dear wife.
Sure.
Dear wife.
The kids have the flu. Will you do it with me? Check yes or no. Love me. Love your husband.
Check yes, no, maybe.
Don't give the kids their flu shot and it's snowing outside. Make sure they go outside and play with no jacket.
No, I think actually we got the sex in before Valentine's Day because of the whole flu thing, but it worked out.
So anyway, you love cold and flu season.
Oh yeah, So for my wife, I put together immune systems. It was like a little card, maybe about yay big. You know, I'm holding up by here. It's not very big, but on one side, I kind of made these little dots like. Kind of like how in Family Circus you'd always see like those kids that would go around like this whole map, you know, and then on the back it was this actual map that I had drawn from.
Was it a map to your heart?
Yeah, like I put a little map in it, and I just
a paper heart or your real heart?
No, I just put like a little heart that said that was just kind
or
of
candy
like,
heart.
You know, no, there was no candy. It was just a simple Valentine. But I had said that I had searched a long time my whole life to find someone as perfect as her. So, you know, just something simple that can kind of relate to the Valentine. And that was just...
So you stole it from a Hallmark card.
I did not. I wrote that myself.
He wanted to save some money, so he went to the store, took pictures of some of the Hallmark slogans, and then handwrote them on his little card.
Wait. Hey, honey, can I borrow your new cell phone I bought you for Valentine's Day? I need to go take pictures.
I hope someone out there puts all of these together and does it all.
If you want to be divorced for the next Valentine's Day, yes, do
it.
Oh, come on. Coupons of sex, Porky's 2, fancy underwear, a Prince CD, and a massage, breakfast in bed, and a Valentine.
It's gold, Matt. Gold.
And pretty soon you'll have a baby.
Yeah, great.
Great.
Pass on that one.
All right.
So would your honorary gift be condoms then?
Oh yeah, actually.
Oh god.
On my original note for the coupons for sex, I put safety pinned with condoms.
Is the safety pin going through the condom?
Yeah, it was. In my mind it was. Yeah, I was like the coupon of sex is like going through the condom. Yeah, that was.
That's really so condoms, funny.
Didn't make my list.
I gotta give you mad props for that one. That's really funny.
Thanks. It would have been better if I read it earlier, but
it still worked. The joke still landed. It's okay.
It still worked. It still landed. Yeah, good. And remember that 50 Shades of Color from the hardware store, people. That is dynamite.
You know,
make this a thing.
You could DIY that. All you have to do is get a can of black paint and a can of white paint.
Oh,
and you can make those shades.
That's you go.
You
or if you're
cheap,
on the
cheap
on the fly,
yeah,
she's just like Shandy's just like. You're giving me the like, no, that's just cheating.
You just want us to get like the paint samples, right? Like it's going to take 50 different gray paint samples.
The little carts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you
like,
fold them
really
in half.
I really need to decide which one in my house. Yeah.
I got this gray room. I really can't. I can't decide which gray I want.
I need like 40 or like 50 or so shades of gray to figure side on one.
And a couple of pair of handcuffs, yeah.
You could probably get those at the hardware store too.
Probably.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Oh my god. Yeah. Good times. Also a contract.
Yeah. I mean you can include some of the coupons in your contract.
Yes. Ah, yep. Good idea. See, Matt, we're helping you right now. We're workshopping.
Yeah, no, I think all of these things make.
I'm writing it down as we speak.
I'm actually looking over my list and making sure I didn't.
Actually, you know what? I think
I wrote it all down.
Each contract should have a signature line on the bottom to consent to doing each sex coupon thing.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the
especially
modern,
for that
modern coupon, yeah.
Modern coupon, yeah, and
in
especially
pencil,
for
though,
that
you can erase it at any time.
And put somebody else's name there. You know, might as well reuse that coupon. You don't want it to go bad. Those coupons don't. Those condoms don't last forever.
Condoms don't last forever.
They don't.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, that is.
Especially with a pin through it.
FYI,
that's just
for
like Russian roulette right there.
Like, I do not want to be held responsible for any children that you create based on any knowledge that I've given you. Although
I said it was safe.
It was a safety pin.
our kids never get sick. We may never have sex again.
Oh, I think my runner-up, the only runner-up I had was pot brownies. So there you
runner
go.
Up, that's number one.
That's number one. Is
Are
really
you
well that's it's
that's the best that is the best one. You know, there's something that you can do after the pot brownies that may or may not be on those coupons.
Oh.
I don't smoke pot anymore, and it makes me kind of sad when I think about these coupons.
Shandy works for the government.
True story. No drugs for me. But
no
I'm just
marijuana
saying,
until down. She's 66.
Hey, I
first pension check, brownies. Smoking it up with weed, token with it, rolling it right up.
Well, I mean, it's legal in the state of California. So to be fair, like if and when I'm not a federal employee, then we're good to go. Totally legal.
Totes.
Yeah. Until then.
Till then, I'll just reminisce about pot brownies and tell you that should be number one.
it was runner up because I don't know why. It was really kind of like an afterthought because you know why? Because
the card
it should be
was
right
so
there
romantic.
With chocolate and wine.
Well,
huh?
I would say it's not quite as much of a staple. However, you're combining the chocolate. I mean, maybe for some, but. You're combining the chocolate with sort of like the massage effect.
Uh-huh.
And then again, that could lead to some certain more interesting coupons that you might not be relaxed enough to do in your normal coupon life.
Oh, I'm getting where you're going here.
Yeah.
You're getting where I put
it is. Shower.
Jack's like, I am out.
Wait, what?
Does it involve a shower?
No.
No, definitely not.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just throwing out. Can I? My coupon said shower on it. I was like, okay, whatever.
Shower anyway. Sex is really dry.
Yes, we've been on this on the broadcast. No fun.
I'm not saying shower sex per se.
Saying shower head?
Shower foreplay, maybe.
Okay. That's fair.
You know.
You gotta wash those flu germs off of you.
Stay clean somehow and save water.
Soap and water, I mean, you know, it's the best defense.
Yep.
I hope this Valentine's Day has brought a smile to everyone's mind. And maybe they'll look back at this like Charlie Brown's Valentine's Day special, and they'll break it out in 2019. They'll be like, "What was Matt's? I just listened to the stocking stuffer gift ideas again, and what was his ideas for Valentine's Day?"
There should have been a Patrick Swayze. Why didn't you have Ghost?
That would have been a good idea. Well, I was trying to lump all DVDs into one category.
Wouldn't Ghost be more of a
totally
romantic?
With the normal romantic
okay.
thing.
Yeah, it's like an that pottery scene is like an aphrodisiac.
Right, but I would say, I mean, like, in the end, he does die in that movie, so maybe we could go more for, like, Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, I don't know. I never liked all of the
just put baby in the corner. Like I don't
like that part of like Dirty Dancing was like it's too dirty.
Which part?
The whole thing about I guess there's not rape, but the abortion and the girl being pregnant and the other guy.
Like right? Totally before time.
What's that?
The love that's in there.
Just always brought me.
Like social commentary on why abortion should be safe and legal for everyone because she goes through this whole ordeal.
Let's not put that on our Valentine's Day list, though.
I'm just saying that any DVD could fall into number 9, which is a used copy of anything, really, and wine coolers.
Some war movie, maybe.
Although technically, I guess
Ghost could be if your thing is to watch Band of Brothers and
there you go.
You know, like you could give that like to each their own, right? Like nobody knows what could turn some people on. Hopefully, it's not Band of Brothers. but maybe that is like a thing that people bond on, and then they're like, yeah, let's.
I would argue that the social commentary in Dirty Dancing does kind of go hand in hand with your safety pin through a condom idea.
I'm not saying that it's not wrong in Dirty Dancing. I'm just saying it always, like, it was just something that always kind of made me sad about the movie. So
honestly,
Johnny gets is it Johnny, his Patrick Swayze's character?
Well, there's the other guy that like was involved with the other
terrible.
Girl, like that whole thing, like
terrible.
Yeah, like it was.
But that's like true to life.
Womp womp. All right, Pop Brownies, let's pick this back up again.
Come on, guys, remember when Pop Brownies were good?
See why
they dance? It's great.
Got to go back to Ghost. You got to go back to Ghost. I think it's more.
It's happier when he dies in the end.
I am totally more of a Roadhouse guy. Like if I was to put a Patrick Swayze movie on, then I'm gonna like be like, okay, I'm gonna watch this.
There's a good one.
So
I'd go Outsiders. Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that is a good movie and a great book. Have you read the book? The book is great.
I'll tell you one that's not good to put on is Donnie Darko. I mean, you can watch Donnie Darko. It's a great movie. I love it as a sci-fi movie. But if you're watching a Patrick Swayze movie, or if you're watching it as a Patrick Swayze movie, no.
What about Patrick Swayze on Saturday Night Live?
Shandy, you're looking. Do you remember what happens to his character in that movie?
I don't remember him even being in the movie.
I don't either, and I haven't seen it.
He's arrested for child pornography.
Oh,
is that right?
Hey.
Is there in Donnie Darko?
That's right.
Wow, we have progressively gotten worse.
sorry.
I thought abortion was a low point, but I guess child pornography, Matt, good job.
Go back to
Ghost. Come on. I try my best. I hope that my story, please rewind this and go back to that sweet story I told
time
about.
That he and his wife were like, let's get married. After she said she was going to throw up when the first time he proposed.
Right, yeah.
Oh, we love you, Matt.
I forgot all about that now that we've heard all the bad stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Well,
Should have started with that and not ended it with it.
Thanks for voting me onto another patron's choice. You know, hopefully I'm not voted on again for, you know, a while. and I give you enough to hold you over.
So I think the
top 10 list of things to do in an airplane.
I'll write that down.
Yeah. Get started on that.
Yeah. You know what's making the list is Pop Brownies.
Oh my god, I'm on a plane that sounds terrible.
As long as you're sitting next to the air marshal.
Yeah. So many levels of terrifying.
You have to share with the pilot. Only if you share with the pilot.
Yeah. We secretly switched. Sorry, one of my favorites.
You're gonna give me a panic attack just like even thinking about that.
I know, right?
Planes fly themselves. They just press a button.
No. All right, so I guess on that note, we should start to probably wrap this up. Thank you guys for being patrons at at the $5 or more level to hear this and voting on this amazing topic, because I've had a good time. Alex the baby has had a great time. He's crying because it's over. There we go. Also, he just pooped himself again.
I feel like I'm bonded with Alex.
Yeah, he's a loud pooper.
Twice with me on a podcast, like
he pooped the first time I held him.
Yeah, so. he's a loud pooper. He's not like his brother. His brother would just poop everywhere, so you'd see it before anything else. You heard it. This one though, not so much. He's a front pooper. His poop always goes in the front. It's real awkward to clean for a woman.
Yeah.
On that note. Thank you guys for being patrons. If you have a friend that wants to be a patron, let them know. You know the link. You got there yourself. So, patreon.com/JaneJack or JaneJack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link. Thank you for voting. Again, if you the main place to vote is in the Facebook group. So make sure you check in on that at the beginning of each month if you are a member of it, and you too can vote. I think the leading one right now, as of the, 6 hours since it's been up there, is a West Wing podcast, so that could be exciting.
That was supposed to be done 8 months ago.
It's been long awaited and promised for, so I finally
gave up, said, okay, when you two want to do it, let me know.
Yeah. That would be Amanda and Boston. But now I am almost done with season 2 of The West Wing. So I'm moving along slowly.
There you go.
And you're watching ER also?
No. Just
I thought you were watching ER.
Mm-mm. No, somebody else said they were watching ER on that thread.
Oh, I thought it was you. I go, all right.
No.
All right, never mind.
No, I've said I've never seen ER.
That's probably just as good as The West Wing.
I've heard.
Maybe not as good as The West Wing.
I heard the last few seasons of ER aren't as good.
No, it's a struggle to get through it, but you've invested 15 years, you have to finish it.
That I would, I'd give you that. Maybe some pop brownies would help.
Yeah.
Just relax and enjoy the show.
Yeah, there you go.
You gotta sit back. Yeah. Relax and enjoy
the show. Oh, excuse me.
That's totally what Shani was talking about too before. you guys figured it out. All right. I guess on that note, is there anything else I'm supposed to say that closes this out? This is my first ever Patron's Choice show.
We thank all our patrons.
Thank you all of the patrons out there, especially Eckhart and Tack and Molly the Millennial and Ed the Creepy Mailman.
Letter carrier.
Whatever. Thank you guys. Alex says thank you. Say thank you, Alex. You got anything? You just breathing heavy because you got that weird windpipe thing going on? All right, cool. What's that? Well, this is as exciting as when people make their dogs talk to you. Sorry about that.
just shake Alex a little bit.
Timmy got
No.
By the way, I am joking.
Yes.
Shaking.
For those people that might not know, I've had kids. Yeah.
It's all right, Alex. You've got another 4 weeks before Matt decides to give you the flu. So,
oh, way to go, Matt.
He wants to shake me.
Now he's upset.
He wants to shake me.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, now he's upset. All right, thanks, guys, again. I guess we'll see you next month. If you're a Hangout level patron, that feed will refresh within the next few days too. Go check that out. And all right, cool. Bye. I'm Colleen.
I'm Matt.
That's Alex.